This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. Got a minute?
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
plant. Engineered bionic plants that harvest even more energy from the sun or detect pollutants or explosives could become a reality. That's according to a study in the journal Nature Materials. MIT researchers say that plants are a great technology platform. They can survive harsh weather, and they are their own energy factories. So the team turned to improving plants' capabilities. They inserted carbon nanotubes into the plant's chloroplasts, the site of photosynthesis. The tubes capture wavelengths of light that plants usually don't absorb, such as ultraviolet and green. Living plants with nanotube-enhanced chloroplast showed a 30% increase in electron flow, a key aspect of photosynthesis. No word yet on any subsequent increase in actual sugar production. The researchers turned plants into sensors by embedding carbon nanotubes that were engineered to fluoresce in response to nitric oxide, a pollutant from combustion. They've also created nanotubes that can detect chemicals including TNT and the nerve gas sarin. Pollution, pesticides, and explosives could someday be monitored via bionic botanicals.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Well, maybe not faster. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.